Welcome to the Fort Polk Podcast. Whether you're a first-time tax filer or a seasoned pro, we've got you covered with all your tax return needs here at Fort Polk. We understand that filing taxes can be confusing and intimidating, so the Tax Center is here to help make it easier for you. And the best part? It's completely free. Our Tax Center professionals are knowledgeable, friendly, and available to answer all of your tax questions. So don't worry, we're here to help make filing taxes a breeze. Thanks for listening. Let's get started. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you are listening to this podcast. I'm Jeff England with the Fort Polk Public Affairs Office, and today's special guest is Specialist Anthony Caldero from the Tax Center. He is the actual Tax Center Coordinator and a tax specialist. How's it going?
Good.
How's it
going? How are you, Mr. Jeff?
I'm all right, man. So we've got our Tax Center. I've been here for quite a while, and the Tax Center has always been here every year to help out. And I actually used to go to the Fort Polk Tax Center until my taxes got too complicated. I've got these and those and forms, and oh gosh, it's like crazy out there.
Gotcha.
And so they said, you know what? I think you'd be better off going someplace else. Oh, come on. Come on. I don't want to pay for it. And now I pay a lot of money. And, you know, sometimes I wish I could just be able to go to the Tax Center and get my taxes done for free.
Yeah. It's probably we run through regulations and stuff. So if it runs out of scope, that's probably where they somewhere else.
Yeah. Mine is like 8 hours worth of taxes kind of. And that's by a professional with everything already in the computer. As a matter of fact, I got to do them tomorrow. Anyway. So the Tax Center this year, how many years? It's located over in the Home of Heroes Rec Center, which is also where the Boss Lounge is and Pizza Hut. So how many years how many years it's been over there now? I think it's been there maybe at least a couple years since 21, I believe.
I think way back because I was there on 20.
So there you've been here for 3 years now?
Correct.
So this is your third year in the Tax Center?
That's correct.
So you should know what you're doing. What's a 1040?
1040, that's your tax return.
What's a W-8? What's a Form C? I just like messing with you. and let's put that phone number out there anyway. It's 531-1040. Just like the form.
That's correct.
The 1040 form. What are your specialties over there? I have a feeling that you can knock out a 1040 EZ in maybe 15 minutes.
If it's a regular W-2, I can knock it out in five.
5 minutes. Dang, you guys are getting quick.
Yes.
Getting quick over there. And what kind of filing are we doing? Is it all mail-in or is it all electronic?
Mainly electronic. We're mainly doing e-file, but if some state returns when you're doing merit filing separate, they require you to mail it. So
we've got... So you're doing state taxes also?
That's correct.
Oh, that's
federal
good.
And state.
That's good because Louisiana state taxes is a pain in the butt.
Oh, yeah. not only Louisiana, you know, people home of record, wherever they're come from and wherever their pay is getting pulled, they're getting taxed.
Yeah, that's why I like Texas.
Yes. I'm from Florida, guys, so I love it too.
So wait, I think it's what? Florida has?
Florida.
Texas.
Texas, Nevada.
Nevada.
New Hampshire. Alaska.
Alaska. Tennessee. They pay you to live up there.
Yeah. Tennessee is another one. Wyoming.
That's crazy.
I think about 7 or 8.
We've got all this state income tax and our roads are still like that. And it's like, oh, come on. Come on. Yeah. And then the sales tax, but you don't file sales tax returns. Correct. Or I wish I could get a return on the sales tax. how long does it usually take to do an average taxes?
So the way we run it is we have a preparer. He is the main person preparing your return. Then it goes over to a reviewer. That's the second set of eyes that looks through everything and makes sure that, you know, because all these people we're all volunteers. You know, we're not tax experts.
Oh, how nice.
So we're all volunteers, voluntold some. But so we're there. You know, we just went over a 2-week course. I've been blessed that before coming into the Army, this is what I used to do. So that's why it feels natural to me. It's comfortable, and I already know what I'm doing.
So, you're like a CPA or something?
Not quite. Not quite, but yes.
In that area.
Just that haven't been able to go through school for it. But,
gotcha.
So second set of eyes is the person who, you know, goes over, make sure they didn't put nothing in correctly. All the social numbers look good. The W-2s look good. And then that's when they give it back to the preparer. The preparer calls you and, you know, has you come in. The taxpayer will review it as well and then sign. And then it goes over to quality review, which is where I come in before actually hitting that submit button to the IRS.
Wow. And it's all in the computer.
Computer or
on papers.
Or on paper, yeah.
Yeah, and so you've got like five sets of eyes looking on that thing, and that's crazy.
Yeah, sure.
So,
yeah.
I've noticed some stuff that let's get a clear. Are you guys offering any like guarantees or warranties or anything like that, just in case if there is a mistake?
So if there is a mistake, there's always, you know, the possibility of amending a return.
Yeah.
This year is actually the first year that the IRS is allowing you to electronically file the amended return. Before, it used to be you had to mail in the amended return, and it would take weeks. So this is the first year you can actually amend it through electronically filing. And I believe the VITA program, which is the program that we run with for volunteers, taxpayers' assistance, they provide the warranty and stuff like that.
That's
the actual volunteer who was preparing your return is completely protected just because he's a volunteer.
Yeah,
he's not a tax expert.
Yeah, you can't go back to them for that.
Correct.
As long as
they're doing everything, you know, we go through a volunteer standard of conduct. As long as they're doing everything in good faith and, you know, not trying to,
yeah,
you know, purposely do it.
Yeah, run off to the Bahamas with my money and stuff.
Correct.
Yeah. I've heard about those stories. It's like, my CPA left me. Or my accountant. There it is. My accountant took all my money and ran off to the Bahamas. So we got. And how many are? Do you guys? Are you guys busy now? I mean, it's right. We're right in the middle of tax season.
Yes, we're right in the middle. And since we opened up a little bit late, we are pretty busy. Mostly every single day, and we're booked out maybe till the beginning of March 10th, around there.
Okay, cool. But people make appointments by calling 531-1040.
Correct.
See, I like that number because it's the tax form.
It's
the tax form.
Absolutely.
That's the only. Yeah,
you're one of the few who has catched on to it, really.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I've been supporting the tax center for, you know, 17 years. It's been there. It's crazy. I think this is the 17th year that I've been supporting it, and I'll have to show you the spot that I made a long time ago.
Gotcha.
It's kind of funny. It's one of those things. It's like, has this ever happened to you kind of thing?
Gotcha.
But wait, there's more. So, now do you, we have three tax, brackets, right? How many tax brackets do we have? The percentages and stuff?
Because
I think there's like the highest one is 22% or something like that. And then it goes down and then down again.
Correct.
And the thing that really caught me off guard was, when I finally learned it, it's kind of normal now, but for the first 15,000 or whatever, it's taxed at this bracket, and then anything over that, and it's just the amount that's over that is taxed at the next bracket, and then the next bracket.
Correct.
And that way it's not just, you know, if you're in that highest bracket, it's not that you're being taxed completely of all of your money. It's just that bit that's at that in that bracket.
Correct.
Range. So that the taxes, I've heard some crazy stories. It's like, why not? Okay, 10% of your income, and just for everyone.
Correct.
So if you make a dollar, you pay 10 cents. If you make $100 million, you pay the 10% of the 100 million. I'm not going to run those numbers. It's like take off a couple zeros. But yeah, it's like they want to make taxes so difficult so we have to go out and get help.
Correct.
And it's just crazy. It's, you know, the government's coming over to me and saying, okay, you owe taxes. It's like, okay, how much do I owe? It's like, oh, we can't tell you. You have to figure that one out. Wait a minute. I have to figure out how much I owe you. Yeah. And if you're wrong, we're going to punish you.
But
wait a minute. Just tell me what I owe.
Yeah. I mean, it's complicated. But we try to make it easy when taxpayer comes in and reviewing everything with them and explaining them in a sense that you can go out of there knowing what in every single line item is and why it's the way it is.
Now, we have a standard deduction.
Correct.
So if you have more deductions than the standard deduction, then you want to itemize.
That is correct.
But right now the standard deduction is so high that very few people.
It makes it difficult.
Yeah.
Yes. Standard deduction is up basically for the government, what the government can't tax you or what the government's saying that they won't tax you on.
Yeah.
So right now for married filing joint is $25,900. For single filers or married filing separate is half of that. So
At least they double it for two people.
Right. So if you know, you have, you know, mortgage interest, student loan interest, all this good stuff, you can add up to it, but it has to have more than $25,900 for it to kick in.
It's not going to happen.
It's very few.
On the good side is if you, all of your deductions only came up to like $5,000, you're getting an extra 20. You don't have, without having to worry about doing any work.
Right. So,
but there are, you know, and that's what got me when I was in basic was CDC or is it CFC. CFC campaign, the combined federal campaign.
Okay.
They came through. It's like, okay, we want everyone to donate. And don't forget, it's tax deductible. It's like, even today, I barely ever go above the standard deduction. So it never works for me. It's like, oh, it's tax deductible. No, it's not. No, it's not. Not for me. When somebody comes in for their taxes, they're going to absolutely want their W-2s, their 1080s, which is a 1080 is for your income that wasn't taxed, I believe. So like if you work for yourself or if you've done any work for a company and they just give you the money, then you have to pay your own
taxes.
They'll
issue either a 1099 miscellaneous or a 1099 non-employee compensation.
Yeah, that's what it is. 1099, not 1080.
1099.
I don't even know what the 1080 is. I just probably made that up. Popped in my head. Who knows? I'm not a tax person.
Probably so. Double taxing yourself.
I probably am. That's why I don't do them. And then you've got interest. Correct. If you make interest, then you more than likely get taxed on it. But the way the banks are working, my interest is that I'm collecting is like 5 cents here and there.
Right.
So that's no big deal. But interest rates or your interest that you pay on your home. If you have a mortgage, then that's tax deductible with above and beyond the standard deduction.
Correct.
And if you have any other ones, it's too bad that car interest payments aren't.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's too bad because it's their income, right?
Yeah.
So we should get it deducted. Who knows? But also some other things that I've noticed is if you bought a house this year or this last year, that's. You have to make sure that you let them know because that's a big deduction right there.
Yep.
And if you have any other sources of income, other jobs and other states. See, the states is what really gets me. If somebody has, let's say a soldier comes in and they have like a part-time job, which is, or their spouse is working here in Louisiana. So, but they're not Louisiana citizens.
Correct.
So if they have a Louisiana job outside the military, do they have to pay Louisiana taxes or do they pay their home state taxes?
So if we're talking about the spouse,
yeah.
She's not a resident of Louisiana, there's this thing called the Military Spouse Relief Act.
Ah.
She will get taxed from Louisiana throughout the whole year that she's working. But at the end of the year when she files, she can get that money back.
All of it?
Yes.
Nice.
100%.
But then she has to file for her own state. No, because she's not working in her own state.
Correct.
Correct.
So she'll get that money back. Now the soldier, let's say he is, you know, he's a soldier throughout the whole year and he also started working in Louisiana as a part-time DoorDash, whichever it is, mm-hmm. That money is taxable.
Oh, that's no fun.
Yes.
Even though he's not a citizen.
Correct.
Or a resident.
Correct.
Okay. So I've always wondered about that. But normally, when I was active duty, it was just under the table or whatever.
Yeah,
I'd never made a lot of money outside the thing. I was too busy having fun or trying to have fun. But then again, that's what when you're young and don't have a lot of bills. That's what you do.
Yeah, I've been here. I've been there.
So we have choices now for if somebody is married, you can file jointly, which is normal, or you can file separately.
Correct.
And why would somebody want to file separately? What are the advantages to that?
Advantages I haven't seen. It all comes down to if one of the spouses maybe has, you know, child support debts, any type of debts that they're coming after their return, their tax return money. That's when it really comes down to. But married filing joint is always going to be your best bet. It's the most beneficial because the standard deduction is higher.
Yeah. The what about around here? A lot of the schools have uniforms that you have to go out and buy, and all of the school supplies and all that stuff. Is that part of the standard deduction, or is that separate?
If you're
teacher, I knew I was going to try to
stump
you. If you're
a teacher, or for yourself,
as a parent, buying kids, buying my kids' uniforms and school supplies and stuff.
Negative. No, it's not deductible.
Man, that's so wrong.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Only college. If you're buying, you know, books and stuff like that, that one you can apply to get a credit for.
And college loan interest is also
correct.
And then we got all those. The people that are getting their college loans forgiven or canceled. Does that count as income? Because I've seen sometimes where it's like I'm canceling $10,000 of debt. They count that as income, and I have to pay taxes on the $10,000, even though I never saw it. It's just that I don't pay it anymore.
Yeah, so I've heard something about that. I've never been able to actually work on one and see what's going on with, you know, when you're doing your return, but I have heard about it.
That's crazy.
So I think it has something to do along with those lines that you're saying.
That's just, they get you coming and going, you know, they tax you for your income. They tax you for when you buy something. They tax you when you sell something. They tax you when you live, and they tax you when you die. It's just tax.
Yeah. The biggest one that I've seen this year is the non-refundable credit for child tax credit. So last year, I'm not sure if you were aware, the child tax credit was $3,600 per child under the age of 17.
Oh, really?
This year, they knocked it down to $2,000. They said, oh, no, we gave too much last year. They knocked it down to $2,000, and it's non-refundable now. So it only goes towards your tax liability and can only be used to boost your return. Only $1,500 can be used to boost your return, and you have to fall under certain limits and, you know. Most people with kids are missing out on money or not getting, you know, anything back from that credit. Yeah.
And then you've got the earned income credit. That's correct. For the lower ones. Now I got in an argument with a person once, and I told her she goes, I'm a taxpayer. I said, no, you're not. You're not a taxpayer. She goes, yes, I am. It's like, how much did you pay into taxes last year? Well, I paid this much. I paid throughout the year. It's like, yeah. And then at the end of the year, when you filed your tax returns, how much did you get back? Well, I got all of it back and then some. It's like, yeah, you're not a taxpayer. You paid no taxes. You got more back than you put in. Makes you not a taxpayer. Yeah. She just could not understand how that works. It's like, yeah, you're putting in, but that's like a savings account it's an interest-free loan to the government that you guys are, that we give. And if you get all the money back, what taxes are you? That's a zero.
Yeah,
that's
a zero. Pretty much, you know, when you don't make over the standard deduction, so there's no taxable income at all.
Exactly.
You know, your standard deduction is higher than what you already made. Any taxes taken out through the time you work, you're getting that back at the end of the year.
Yep, exactly. So zero tax, living tax free. But $25,000, that's not a lot to live on.
Yeah,
no,
pretty much.
No, but it was great when I was a teenager.
Yeah, it's great for teenagers. You know, if you have kids who's a teenager and they started a summer job or something like that, then you already know that at the end of the year when they file, they should get that money back.
Now, what kind of recommendations would you say or would you give for people? Because my recommendation is your goal is to get zero back. That's the goal. Very little, very few times does it ever happen. But the goal of anybody should be you get zero back and you owe zero. That way you're not giving the government free money to do with as they please throughout the year. But a lot of people say, no, I like having the tax return at the end of the year because it's like a Christmas bonus kind of thing. It's like a tax bonus.
Right.
So I'm stuck in between.
it depends on, your circumstances. If you're single, if you have kids, if you're married. So all that comes into play. If you get paid by an employer who, pays you and gives you a W-2 at the end. So on your W-4, you have to make sure, okay, what am I trying to do? What is my goal? I'm single. My tax obviously is going to be higher than somebody who's got kids and is married because I don't have those credits. What can I do? So you want to make sure that your W-4 is set up in a way where it shows that you don't have a dependent. It's just yourself and you get taken, you get withheld the most money throughout the whole year. That way at the end of the year when you already filed, you already paid as much as you could. Yeah. So either you get some back or you're cut off there at that zero mark.
Right at the zero mark.
If you're married, for example, myself, I had to fix from last year to this year because for some reason I got withheld only $72 throughout the whole year and I'm married with two kids. Luckily, the credits came in and kicked in and, helped me out a little bit, but
they only withheld $72 for the whole year. $72
and I didn't even notice. I noticed at the end when I got my W-2.
Oh, no.
and when I looked, it was that on my W-4, on my pay, my withholdings were, two dependents, married. So the more you claim, the less you're going to get withheld.
Oh, okay.
The less you claim, the more you get withheld.
See, I've never understood that. But I think I've always claimed like zero and zero, just take it all.
Yeah.
Take it all. I learned to live with the money I make. That way, it's...
Right.
When I get money at the end, it's like a bonus.
Right.
It's
like, and that's why I say it, it all comes down to your circumstances and, each taxpayer, how they live and how much money they need to live throughout the month. So,
yeah, that's crazy. But it's a scheme. It's a scam. The government's out here to take our money.
Yeah.
Work for the man.
No, the biggest one is that child tax credit. I was shocked. I'm missing out on $200 myself.
Dang.
For that credit.
Dang. I don't even know. There's a problem that a lot of people that are like divorced or divorced and remarried or whatever, and they have a child, make sure whoever has custody of the child or make sure that that only one person, one parent can claim the child as a dependent. The other one, no, too bad.
Yeah. Yeah. That happens a lot.
So now we got two people trying to double claim the kids. But if you got two kids, then one can claim one and the other one.
I mean, if they both agree to it. Yes, yeah, there absolutely. You
go. So I've got, the taxes for me, it's crazy. I have to have all kinds of papers and this and that and maintenance and more papers and income and outgoing money get it all together. And I'm always worried that I'm going to forget something. So what are some of the big things that, that people don't really know about that they can claim that isn't really normal? But especially for like a military person or something, I think we get the uniform allowance. So that's anything that's an allowance is not taxable.
Right.
So basic allowance for housing and basic allowance for sustenance.
Correct. And those are not taxable and they won't show on your W-2 either.
Yeah.
So the only thing that's going to show on your W-2 is your wages, your actual wages that you got paid. The biggest thing I can say, if you're going to school and you get a 1098-T and you're paying, out of pocket for tuition, for books, for, keep all those receipts. And at the end, you can try to claim what it's called the American Opportunity Credit. And it's only for the first 4 years of school and only for undergraduates. Once you go, for graduates, they have another credit, not as much. But the American Opportunity Credit for undergrads is the biggest one that I can say.
Yeah, so you have to go for the associate's and the bachelor's degree, not the master's and the doctorate and So yeah, always punishing us, the ones that want to get the higher education. It's like, nope, no more help. It's like, oh, thanks. I appreciate the help, Mr. Government, Uncle Sam. But it, you know, it's everybody's job to help pitch in and pay the Congress's salary.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, actually, you know what's funny is I used to say, it's like, wait a minute, I pay taxes, the taxes pay my salary, because military, so I'm working for free. Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
In a sense.
In a sense, I pay myself.
And then you go out and buy something.
I'm paying taxes.
And you go out and buy something, you're paying taxes on it again.
You pay taxes on that, and then you pay and the gas, you pay taxes on the gas, and then you pay taxes on the roads, and then you pay taxes on taxes. And then I went out and bought some thumbtacks and pay taxes on the tax. And
and if you decided to sell those thumbtacks, guess what?
Oh, you get taxed again.
You got to
pay. So you get taxed on the tax that you paid tax on when you bought the tax.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's just all kinds. I mean. Oh, taxes are so wonderful. Walk me through the whole taxes for your tax center. The first thing that we're going to do is we're going to call and set up an appointment.
Correct.
And then when I come in, what are the main things that I have to make sure that I bring in?
Driver's license, social security card, any tax forms, W-2s, 1099, 1098, whichever tax forms you need to file for that year. After that, we'll go into make what's called the intake forms, a couple questionnaires to help out the preparer do his job and, you know, prepare your tax accurately. And then once you're done with the intake forms, they get handed off to the preparer. You can go
to
run
lunch.
Around to the PX.
Hey, go to lunch.
Commissary, you know, go
Pizza
home.
Hut right
yeah,
up there.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we'll give you a call. We'll give you a call as soon as the preparer has already reviewed it with the reviewer and everything looks good. We'll give you a call. You guys can come back.
Now, I keep getting these insurance forms saying, hey, you were covered by insurance all 12 months. I get like 15 of them.
Yeah, so the 1095 B and Cs. So yeah,
so we have to bring those too.
You can bring those. That's just so that you were covered by your employer throughout the whole year. The only time that it actually goes into your return is if you were got like a 1095A, and that's if you're paying out of pocket. So let's say like Obamacare and stuff like that, those people get a 1095A and they actually have to, you know, put it in their return.
Man, all these form numbers, they're just, and they all seem to start with 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like
it's a magic number.
10 something C. There's, I think, I don't know, these things just, everything runs through my mind and it's like, oh, what's going on in there? It's taxes. Now everyone's running for cover. So right now, if I was to call, 1040, 531-1040, how long's the wait to get, or how far are you booked out?
We're booked out probably to like March.
So we're looking
March 10, March 8, around
week.
There.
So if we were to, if I can get an appointment within a week.
Absolutely.
That'll give me plenty of time, especially if I'm ready, because I'm not in a call until I'm ready. But get that, get all of your income, get all of your savings. How difficult, you have somebody over there that will look at taxes and say, okay, this is just too involved. You have your income, you have your own company, you have several houses, and you got so somebody's going to look at that and say, okay, you'd be better suited or better helped someplace else.
Correct.
So it's not like you're out there trying to get as much business in.
No, because it's a total free service. We're here to help out as much as we can. Most of the times, those complicated ones, I'm the only person who can do it.
Oh, wow.
Because of the volunteer years and my experience at that center. The intake person will be the one who takes a look at what all you have, and if he sees something that he has never seen before, it's a red flag in his mind, and he comes to my office and shows me, and I'm the one who says, okay, let me go talk to that taxpayer and, you know, guide him in a different direction. Most of the times, not because it's too difficult, because it's out of scope for our program.
Ah, gotcha. Gotcha. Out of scope.
Yes.
Out of scope. Not too difficult.
Yes.
Out of scope.
Yes.
Like that. And the now you're also here to offer, there are others, there are a bunch of other places that are offering tax services. I believe the ABWN or something like that. I saw it on the MWR's marquee.
Yeah.
And they're offering free tax service. And then you've got all the pay for services.
Correct.
Around town. So, I mean, if you're going to have some problems with taxes, there's plenty of help.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And if we can't help you, I have a virtual tax assistant program that is able to help you as well. And it's totally free.
Oh, that's cool.
So there shouldn't be a reason anybody in the installation for Polk should be paying for taxes.
Nah. Unless it's really different.
Unless it's really
different. like mine. Now the good thing about the Fort Polk Tax Center is how much money you have saved our soldiers.
Correct.
Here. I believe the number is around in the ballpark of $300,000.
Correct.
I've done my research. I know my stuff, kinda, sometimes. It's like, oh, shoot, he's almost here. No. So, $300,000. That is nothing to sneeze at. I wish I had $300,000.
Yeah.
So we got, and that's just in what, like tax fees and stuff like that?
Tax fees, yes. So the system automatically gives us, you know, what it would cost for you to go to a paid preparer.
Oh, crazy.
So that's where that number comes in, and we keep, you know, piling up those fees saved. And last year it was close to $300,000.
That's crazy. And I know you're not supposed to know all this or spread the rumors or tell other people's businesses, but what's the largest tax responsibility that you've seen somebody have to pay?
Oof. Pay, maybe it was probably 2 years ago. Anywhere close to $16,000.
Ouch.
God. Yeah.
16. Now, would you help with a payment program, or is that something they do with the IRS?
They have to do that through the IRS, yes.
We do have, we've got the tax center, which is over at the Home of Heroes Recreation Center, which also houses the Pizza Hut and the Boss Lounge and a gym for the single, it's a single soldier gym, right? Or is it?
No,
I've been in there. It's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool place. And there's some other things in there. I think there's a laundromat. Is there a laundromat?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right behind the Pizza Hut hallway. Yeah.
But I love that Boss Lounge.
Yeah.
And I love that place, nice. Man. I wish I could go in there more often. Or I get to go in there when I'm working.
Yeah, I love their coffee. Shout out to them. Yeah.
Coffee. Good coffee at the Boss Lounge. Come on over. And they have the bands and the band rooms and all that stuff. So are you in, where in the, are you in, so if you go into that, the front door, you're on the left?
We're on the left, right? Yeah. Right after the bathrooms. Literally right across that Pizza Hut, window where you order.
So you can go in there, get your taxes done, and then go over, have some pizza, wait for the phone call, and then walk back right
in. Absolutely,
absolutely. That sounds great.
Absolutely.
And in order to make an appointment, just dial 531-1040. That's 337-531-1040, and ask for Specialist Caldero.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You're not from New York, are you?
No, you're
from Florida, so it's Florida, like you're not Tony. Hey, Tony, how you doing?
We got a different Tony Montana.
All right. Well, I think we've covered everything about taxes and a little bit more than we wanted. I don't want to do taxes at all.
You want to do your taxes.
I don't want to do them, but I have to do them. There's only two things you got to do in life, and that's pay taxes and die.
Yeah. I mean, we could have chosen a different route, but we decided to, you know, pay taxes, work 9 to 5. And
we got to help out. We got to get those roads fixed. But Anthony Caldero, thanks a lot for coming in. Everybody, if you need your taxes done, or if you have any questions, or anybody, give them a call over there at the tax center at 1040, 531-1040. And I'd like to thank everybody. Thanks for tuning in to the Fort Polk Podcast. Don't forget, this is Specialist Caldero's special time. We appreciate you over here.
Yay! Thank you guys for the opportunity.
All right. And so thanks for tuning in to the Fort Polk Podcast. Don't forget, filing your taxes doesn't have to be a daunting task with the free tax center. You can make it easy and stress-free. Our experts are here to help along the way. And so if you have any questions or concerns, don't hesitate to reach out at 531-1040. Until next time, I'm Jeff England, and this has been the Fort Polk Podcast.